Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
It's an historic day in Dáil Éireann, and for the Stardust families for that state apology. Taoiseach Simon Harris has apologised on behalf of the state to the families of the victims who were killed in the Stardust fire tragedy. In 1981, as you know, 48 young people were killed when the blaze ripped through the nightclub in Artane in North Dublin. And after a 43-year campaign of justice, last week an inquest found the 48 victims had been unlawfully killed. Our reporter Una Kelly was in the Dáil as families gathered to hear the public apology. And Una is with me now. What happened in the Dáil this afternoon, Una?
Well, Cormac, this is what the families have been waiting for 43 years. First of all, the truth in that inquest last Thursday about what happened to their loved ones last night. And now, finally, the public apology from the state for having to wait decades for justice. And of course, many of the parents of those 48 victims never lived to see this day. But the family members, everyone who was there in the Dáil chamber stood and applauded as the families came into the Dáil. They were seated in the Distinguished Visitors Gallery and in the Public Gallery. And just after 2 p.m, Taoiseach Simon Harris got to his feet, and he contrasted the welcome that they had this time with the days of the early campaign that the Stardust Victims Committee was carrying out when they were left out in the cold at the security hut outside Dáil Éireann. And Simon Harris apologised that the state had not been there for the families when they needed support. And we'll hear some of that apology now.
I know there have been many, many times when you thought this day would never come, over far too many, many years. I know that you were forced to endure a living nightmare, which began when your loved ones were so cruelly snatched from you in a devastating fire. Their unfinished stories became your story, the defining story of your lives and the lives of your parents and other family members who left this life before ever seeing justice. I am deeply sorry that you were made to fight for so long that they went to their graves never knowing the truth. Today we say formally and without any equivocation, we are sorry. We failed you when you needed us the most. From the very beginning, we should have stood with you, but instead, we forced you to stand against us. 48 young people lost their lives in the Stardust disaster. Many more were injured, and even more still had their lives broken and shattered forever.
Simon Harris then also referenced the powerful pen portraits that had been used during the inquest, and he read out the names of all 48 victims one by one, their names, and also poignantly a few lines about all of them, about their passions, their interests, the future plans, underlining once again that so many of the people who died were so young and just on the cusp of their futures. Most of them were only in their late teens or early 20s. He also said that the family of Caroline Carey had asked him to name Caroline Carey's unborn baby as the 49th victim of the Stardust fire tragedy in the Dáil today. Caroline Carey had found out that she was to become a mother shortly before she was killed that night. The Taoiseach Simon Harris then also addressed the pain that the families experienced, not only in the immediate aftermath, but in the fight they had in the many years afterwards. And we'll hear more of that apology now.
The families gathered here today and their loved ones who perished, the family members who are no longer with us, and all those who suffered horrific injuries were the victims of a mass tragedy. In such shattering circumstances, the most basic expectation must surely be that the state comes to the aid of its citizens and supports them in the terrible aftermath. Instead, it is to our great and eternal shame that far from the warm embrace of a caring state, the Stardust families experienced a cold shoulder, a deaf ear, and two generations of struggle for truth and justice. Instead, it is to our great shame that state processes heaped misery upon tragedy for the Stardust families. I am so deeply sorry that your first bid for justice ended with suspicion being cast on those who had died or survived on that catastrophic night. With your pain and your grief compounded by stigma and rejection, families were forced to fight for decades to obtain the vindication that you won last Thursday when the inquest returned a verdict of unlawful killing in the case of your 48 family members. For all of this, as Taoiseach, on behalf of this state, I apologise unreservedly to all the families of the Stardust victims and all the survivors for the hurt that was done to them and for the profoundly painful years of struggle for the truth. I apologise to the families that those present on the night of the fire were wrongly criminalised through the allegation of arson, which was an attack on their reputations. I say today clearly in Dáil Éireann, every person there was innocent. I say today the truth is now known, and I say today not only were they innocent, they were unlawfully killed. The government accepts the findings of the coroner's court. The government accepts the recommendations of the jury.
And that's the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, speaking in the Dáil this afternoon. Una, what do the opposition voices have to say?
The opposition voices, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, when she began speaking, she poignantly talked about the casual farewells that all of those 48 victims would have made every night. But then, of course, they never came home. She then spoke about the 43 years of callousness and disrespect, in her words, that the families faced, and also spoke about the big lie that arson was the cause of fire, and that had been repeated over and over again. She also talked about the families being obstructed by the state at every turn when they sought justice, and we'll hear some of that now.
So this moment, this victory, this vindication is first and foremost for those unlawfully killed, for the survivors, for the courageous families who have lived for years with the pain of the lies, with the ghosts of unanswered questions, and with the sorrow of the empty chair. The Buddhists say three things cannot be long hidden: the sun, the moon, and the truth. For the 48 young people who never came home, finally the truth is revealed. For the survivors who have endured a lifetime of suffering, finally the truth has prevailed. And you, their families, brought the truth home for them. And now let justice flow like a river.
And there was applause from the public gallery at that final line there from Mary Lou MacDonald. Now, contributions from politicians are still ongoing in the Dáil Chamber. We've heard from Labour leader Ivana Bacik, who talked about the importance of fresh engagement over redress for victims and proper investigation. During the course of the proceedings today, we also heard from the constituency TDs in Dublin Bay North, Richard Bruton and Sean Haughey. Richard Bruton said that the constituency TDs had failed the families, and Sean Haughey said that his relations with the Stardust Victims Committee were at times fraught and that he now regrets that. Now, in terms of how the families are receiving this all, well, the Taoiseach, when he concluded his contribution, he went up to the public gallery to see the families, to shake hands with them, to speak with them. We've heard so far from one of the family members, Lisa Lawler, who lost her two parents in the fire that night. She had arrived earlier in the day with 49 red roses, one for each of the victims. She said that she is happy and that today she is full of joy and relief.
And we may have some difficulty getting that clip, but we will bring that to you a little bit later on, and we'll pick up proceedings with the families and some political reaction just after five as well. But for the moment, Una Kelly, thank you very much indeed. And we will hear that clip, as I say, a little bit later on. Thank you very much indeed for that. Now, as you know, the Taoiseach Simon Harris has said that the state failed the families of the Stardust tragedy when you needed us the most, he said. The relatives of the 48 young people who died in the fire in 1981 have long called for an official state apology. We can take a listen to some of what the Taoiseach has said today. You heard some of it earlier on, but here's a little more of what Taoiseach Simon Harris said in the Dáil.
These brave families should never have had to walk alone. We should have been by your side. We should have walked with you. We were not. We did not. And for that, we are truly sorry. We should have offered counselling. We should have provided answers. We should have ensured that the truth came out. As Christy Moore recognised in his powerful song about the tragedy, The victims waited in vain, except it wasn't for 4 years, it was for 43. Today, we honour the 48 children who never came home. Today, we apologise to the families, to the survivors, to those who were denied the truth for too long.
And there was the Taoiseach Simon Harris, the families of campaigners, many of them in attendance at the Dáil in the public gallery. Selena McDermott, who lost three siblings in the fire, joins me now. And Gertrude Barrett, who lost her son Michael, joined me as well. You're both ladies very welcome to the programme.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
You heard the state apology from the Taoiseach Simon Harris. Can I ask you, Selena, first of all, what is your reaction to it?
I was happy with it. It was sincere. I thought it was very sincere. And I thought the way it was delivered was perfect. He sort of covered every angle of what we wanted. And that's what I felt. And even the way it was worded, it was sort of worded in our language, the way we've been treated over the last 43 years. Mm-hmm. As regards to shame, abuse, systematic abuse, blame, all those type of things that I think that, like, you know, we were always trying to get the government to recognise what they were doing to us. But now, like, you know, finally it's open now. It's the truth is out there for the whole of Ireland and beyond.
Yeah.
To what way we've been treated.
In your language, you say, Gertrude, do you feel the same? A lot of the things maybe that you've been saying for over 40 years, did you feel the same way about the apology?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Was anything left out, Gertrude? Could something else have been said maybe that wasn't said today?
No, I think of the insufficiencies of the inquiries and the original inquest that failed to record a verdict into their deaths. And the families have been denied all this for 43 years. I said, and this apology is of the utmost importance to all who perished and the families. After all, it was the state that did us wrong.
And you lost three of your siblings, or Gertrude, you lost your son, and Selena, you lost three of your siblings. And for you, Gertrude, to think of your son today,
witnessing
that state apology.
I mean, it's a bittersweet day, but
yeah,
it was needed. It was a long time coming. And I said, it mightn't change my life tomorrow or the day before, after last Thursday, but at least Michael was vindicated and all those who perished with him on the night.
And you were told, Selena, that time and again by the Taoiseach and others today, that you were let down by the state.
Oh my God, absolutely. And it was good to hear him say that, because the people in charge of our state before him did exactly that. There was time and time after, again and again, where we were in and out of the government buildings, especially my mother. And my mother was one of the four women that stayed in the hut for 4 days. And where they turned off the heating to try and get rid of them, because they refused to meet them.
Yeah.
And so it's things like that which will come out and will be known from today, tomorrow, and when the documentary comes out on RTE.
Yeah.
But so it was they so much deserved this apology. For their children, their loved ones. Mm-hmm. Like Gertrude Barrett there, like, my God, what a powerful, powerful woman Gertrude is.
Yeah.
You know, and she never stopped, never gave up. Like the same as my mother and Pat Kennedy and all the, Chrissy Keegan, all of the parents.
It just struck me, Selena, it just struck me that that experience of the campaigners, the families in the hut when they turned off the heat, it was in contrast today with what Simon Harris called the cold shoulder and the deaf ear, is what he called that kind of treatment, in contrast to the welcome you received today in the public gallery.
Yeah, and you know what? At the end of the day as well, after, I think, from the Thursday, and hearing the jury say unlawful killing, and then meeting Simon Harris then on the Saturday. And as Gertrude said, it's very much bittersweet, and that's right. Because, like, you know, we've seen the sincerity in the gallery today and from everybody. And I thought it was very nice where Simon shook everybody's hands of the families and he came up to the gallery. And I thought that was very, very sincere. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's the truth is out now, finally, for the nation to hear. We don't have to keep on explaining to people, asking, begging. And that's what we were doing. Mm-hmm. The state was making us beg all the time for them to listen to us and to help us. And but now it's done. We've done it. We've done it. The campaigning has worked.
The campaigning over 40 years has worked.
Yeah. It did. And that campaign was down to Lynn Boylan and Darren Mackin. Mm-hmm. After the Pat McCartan, I was in Pat McCartan's office with my mother when we met him. And we delivered all what we investigated, you know, ourselves, the parents. And we were so sure with an independent judge that we were going to get justice after that, that he would warrant a new inquest. He said there wasn't one thing in a report. And these, I'm talking like files, yeah. Hundreds and hundreds of files.
And I know the families were really unhappy.
The families were really unhappy.
Can I ask you, Gertrude, about, and you mentioned that this is bittersweet, and everybody knows, tragically, it won't bring your loved ones back, but does it give any comfort, this state apology, or does it give you any closure in any sense?
Well, like I said to you, like, it's bittersweet, because from the night I ran out the door looking for Michael, I've been on this mission. And it's been a mission. And when you're driven by desire, there ain't any boundaries. I mean, I was first into the city morgue and 4 days there, and I was the last to leave it. And I won't ever forget it.
Did you ever think it would last this long, your campaign?
Especially for the parents, they never thought that they would still be fighting 43 years. I think they thought that they had, they were so close after getting arson removed, and it was put proper and right on state record. Mm-hmm. And I think they, like, we all thought then the fight is going to be nearer. We were nearer the fight, but then again, they still said, okay, we're giving you that in one hand, but we're still not giving you an inquest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So then that battle again started. And my God, that was even as hard as the years before that. You know, so
it was constant.
And then we did lose all faith because of the Pat McCartan report. And that's when Lynn Boylan, it was Gertrude. Mm-hmm. Gertrude that rang Lynn Boylan and asked for help.
And we'll hear from Lynn in just a second. But Gertrude, I want to ask you one more question about the campaign, and especially today on the day of the state apology. All of the people who campaigned along with you who have passed away, what are your thoughts in relation to those people?
Oh, let me say, these are the people that drove me on. When we gathered on the Saturday night, the 21st of February, the week of the fire, who'd ever believe you had to organise and get a committee together? And there was Christine and John Keegan. There was Peter and Anne Hobbs, mm-hmm. brother and sister of Brian Hobbs. And there was Vincent Hogan, brother of Eugene Hogan. Hi to all the Hogans out there in San Francisco. And Jimmy Kiernan. Jimmy was a Scottish man. Him and Margaret had two sons, and he lost his only daughter, Margaret.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and...
And I think you're
five
right.
Families, you're, and myself. There was five families, but seven people.
You're right, Gertrude. I think...
They did tremendous, fabulous work. They need to be remembered. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to cut across you, but it just strikes me as you're talking that you're right to call out to people outside of Ireland, because it's 48 or 49 victims, I think 45 families altogether, is that right? Over a 40-year campaign,
yeah.
There are people all over the world, I'm sure.
Oh, I hope they're all listening in. They're all over the globe, these people, the siblings of all those who lost their lives. They're absolutely everywhere. And I hope, like, you're absolutely, we send you all a big hug today.
And I'm sure you'll all hug very closely the next time you see everyone, because it is an historic day for
indeed.
The Stardust families.
Yeah, it sure is.
And I thank you very much indeed for joining us.
You might stay
with me for a second as I speak with Lynn Boylan, Senator Lynn Boylan from Sinn Féin, Selena McDermott and Gertrude Barrett. Lynn Boylan, you're very welcome to the programme as well. What is
your
reaction on hearing the state apology?
Well, I think as Gertrude summed it up, I've tried to touch base with a lot of the families before speaking to you, and the one word that keeps getting repeated is bittersweet. And I think that is the case. I think it's very welcome that the Taoiseach acted swiftly, that he met with the families, that he certainly took on board what they were saying in that meeting, and that was reflected in the words of the apology, and that it happened quickly, that they didn't have to drag it out or fight to get the apology. But it is bittersweet because I suppose I'm not speaking for the families, but they're exhausted from the verdict last Thursday and from the 40-year campaign. They shouldn't have had to wait this long.
I can imagine how exhausted they almost feel. But the next question is, in terms of the business of politics, what do you think the Minister for Justice needs to do now?
Well, I think once the coroner's court report is sent to the Minister for Justice, I think that they then need to prioritise reviewing the findings of it, and looking at what possible legal proceedings can follow from here. I also think that the recommendations around fire safety have to be implemented straight away, because one of the things that we've seen in the past is, delays in legislation. So even prior to the Stardust, there was legislation sitting on the books that hadn't been passed. So we need to not allow that to happen. All those recommendations have to be taken into account. And the other thing I would say, there were a lot of people complimenting Dublin Fire Brigade today, and Dublin Fire Brigade have been with the families right through the 43 years. They're under-resourced in this city. So, I mean, let's see, the words are really important for the families today, but let's see the action that follows through. Let's resource our Dublin Fire Services. Let's put in place the strongest, most robust fire regulations, and also let's prioritise reviewing that coroner's report and for whatever possible legal actions can take place.
Can I ask you, Selena and Gertrude, I might start with you, Selena, if you think there is now a need for a state memorial of some kind, a proper state memorial for the victims of Stardust?
Yeah. Well, there absolutely. There most definitely should be. And that's what was in one of the recommendations that we asked Simon Harris for, So, and I think, that would be spoken with amongst the families as regards to what way it should be placed and when. And obviously, probably on the anniversaries, but that's something that we'll have to discuss and talk about. But absolutely, most definitely, it should be done.
Yeah. Would
definitely.
You agree, Gertrude, or do you have any ideas as to what you'd
there
like?
With Selena. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and a public day to mark it each and every day.
Yes, absolutely.
Every year, yeah.
And Cormac, can I just come in there? I think it's something that's important for people to know, because the memorial that's there at the moment, that beautiful wall that people immediately went to leave flowers at after the verdict that the Taoiseach went to last night, that memorial was the families fought to get that, and it was the current owner of the premises that paid for it. So yet again, it wasn't the state that had recognised it. And I think, if there is to be a memorial, that it needs to be significant and with the cooperation of the family. But it's just another example of how the family even had to fight for somewhere that they could remember their loved ones.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, the campaign, Lynn Boylan, thank you first of all very much indeed from Sinn Féin. And can I say, Selena McDermott and Gertrude Barrett, some of the campaigners of the Stardust tragedy, your injustice was long and grave and bitter. But one thing I will say as an observer of it over many years is that it was always, always dignified. And you are amazing people. There's no question about it. Thank you very much indeed for joining
thank
us on
so
the program.
Much. Thank you so much.
Tweet at DriveTime RTE.
Returning now to that historic state apology from Taoiseach Simon Harris in the Dáil to families of the 48 victims of the Stardust tragedy. We've been hearing from families today following their 43-year wait and campaign for justice. Stardust campaigner and survivor Antoinette Keegan lost two sisters, Mary and Martina, and says following the apology, it's time for the government to take further action.
But it's closure insofar as right that we have a verdict now that unlawful killing has been the verdict. That should have been there in 1981. It should have been there that our loved ones went out for a good night and they never came home because the doors were locked. The truth should have been told, but the truth was hidden. It was brushed under the carpet, as I've always said. I tried to tell the truth over the years, for the past 43 years, as being a living witness, and I was told I was a liar. But the truth has been told from the inquest, and the verdict has been recorded, and the government has responded, and they're going to take action.
And that's Antoinette Keegan. You might have heard Selena McDermott on our programme earlier, but we can hear from her sister Louise Leach now, who says their mother Bridget was watching the apology earlier today.
She was quite emotional, because obviously she would love to have been in there, but she's very tired after the last few days. And but she was with our sister Breed, and you know, she said she was so happy to see it, that someone actually in this state stood up and apologised for them, you know, that actually took it on board and said they were sorry. Now if she dies any night, she'll go to heaven a happy woman, and she can meet them and put her arms out and just say, I did it for you.
That's Louise Leach. Following the fire, Caroline Tierden and her family had to wait 25 years for her brother Michael French's body to be identified. She welcomes the apology today.
Very happy. All my family have been very... We've been discussing it. I have some brothers away and we've been discussing it on the phone and different things, and all of us are really happy that, like I said, we didn't think we'd see this day. It was uplifting. It's the only way. It's like a weight that I didn't realise was there was lifted off our shoulders. So, yeah, no, it was a good day for us all.
And that was Caroline Tiernan. Hugh Muldoon, whose 19-year-old sister Kathleen died in the blaze, says it's a big day after a long wait for families.
It takes a little while to sink in, but at the same time, it was a long, long wait, but it's great to get an outcome. Parents of the children are gone, well, most of them. So, hard that they didn't hear the truth, but at the same time, sure, we did. And that's all we can make out of it.
And that's Hugh Muldoon. Now, earlier in the Dáil, People Before Profits' Richard Boyd Barrett said the Taoiseach's apology to the Stardust families should be just the beginning. The government needs to explain its responsibility in all of this over the past 43 years, he says.
An apology is not enough. There has to be true justice and true accountability for those that frustrated your fight for truth and for justice for your loved ones. The state has to explain and own up to its own responsibility in all of this. How could there have been reports, now that we know the truth, and the families always knew the truth, how could there have been reports that blamed the victims and put that stigma and that tarnishing of their reputations, that sent a message, we don't believe you, we don't care, and blame those who were the victims of this terrible injustice.
And that's People Before Profits, Richard Boyd Barrett, speaking in the Dáil this afternoon. And my thanks to Una Kelly for bringing us the reaction of some of the family members you heard beforehand.